Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to From Guilt to Grace, a mental health podcast for Christians where we learn how to root ourselves in the grace of God in spite of our mental illness. Therefore, I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven him, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. Matthew 12:31-23. Scrupulosity has a funny way of making me insert myself into biblical scenarios that don't apply to me as a Christian. Things like, am I the one that will be told by Jesus that he never knew me? Am I the seed that was snatched up by birds? Did I commit the unpardonable sin? I remember when I went through a long season of apathy that I was worried that my numbness was a result of having committed the unpardonable sin. I thought I was numb to God and His Word because I was unsavable. Maybe it was something I said as a teenager or that doubt that crossed my mind. One little slip up and now I'm eternally doomed. This, of course, came from a lack of understanding the unpardonable sin. If you're like me, and you're worried you may have committed the unpardonable sin, I want to spend the next few minutes to help you get a better understanding of what it actually is and how it's not something you accidentally commit. First, let's look at the passage that mentions it. Matthew 12:31-32 is where we see Jesus mention the unpardonable sin, but let's get all of the context. Matthew 12 starts with Jesus and his disciples walking through a grain field. The disciples were hungry and gathered heads of grain to eat. Jesus is then approached and scolded by the Pharisees because his disciples were doing this on the Sabbath. Later, Jesus went to a synagogue and healed a man's hand. The Pharisees once again scolded him, this time for healing on the Sabbath. The Pharisees then began to plot a plan to destroy him. We then see a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute brought to Jesus. Jesus cast out the demon, and the man could see and speak. Naturally, the onlookers were amazed and started to wonder if he was the promised Messiah. The Pharisees then said that Jesus was performing these miracles and casting out demons by the power of Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. Jesus then tells them that it wouldn't make sense for Satan to cast out Satan. What they were doing was denying the truth, that he casts out demons by the power of God, and that God's kingdom had come. Then, he warns that blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. So what exactly is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit? Is it merely just saying certain words? If you said the very words that the Pharisees said at some point in your life, are you now hopeless? In Scripture, we see the Pharisees continuously denying Jesus as the Son of God. Every time they saw him perform a miracle, they denied him. Every time he spoke with them, they denied him. Even when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, they denied him. So when we see them accuse Jesus of casting out demons by the power of Satan, what we see is how their hearts are hardened to the point of no return. They are standing firm in their denial of who Jesus is. But wouldn't that be blasphemy against Jesus, not the Holy Spirit? It's actually both. Yes, they are rejecting Jesus as the Son of God, but by doing so, they are also rejecting the work of the Holy Spirit. Think about it. When we reject the Holy Spirit, what are we rejecting? John 16:8-9 says, "And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment, of sin, because they do not believe in me." When we reject the conviction of our sins and our need for a Savior, we are rejecting the Holy Spirit. John 15:26 says, "But when the Helper comes, who shall I send to you from the Father? The Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me." When we reject that Jesus Christ is the Savior, we reject the Holy Spirit. To blaspheme the Holy Spirit is to reject His calling for you to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and to repent of your sins. Can you see why that would be unforgivable? We are pardoned by the blood of Christ. But if we reject his pardon, we can't be forgiven. So don't stress about the unpardonable sin. It's not something that you'll accidentally commit. Having a blasphemous thought, or even saying blasphemy out loud, isn't unforgivable. It's only when you harden your heart to the point of fully rejecting the call of the Holy Spirit that you are unforgivable. If you're a Christian, you didn't commit the unpardonable sin. If you were wanting to grow in your relationship with God, you didn't commit the unpardonable sin. If you feel sorrow and guilt over your sins, you didn't commit the unpardonable sin. If you're worried that you may have committed the unpardonable sin, you didn't commit the unpardonable sin. Because if you did commit it, your heart would be so hard that you wouldn't care. Thank you for listening, and I hope that this episode was a blessing to you. Remember, overcoming mental illness is a journey, not a quick fix. Take it step by step and day by day. From Guilt to Grace is not a professional therapy resource and is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or replace mental health professional care and or medical treatments. I am not a licensed mental health professional. I am simply a brother in Christ who is on this journey with you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.